Hello and welcome to the next TGO Minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm just going to talk to you for 3 minutes about the show at Espoo in Munich and picking out the highlights for the last couple of days. So we've had 40 meetings and there's two to go. So we've seen 40 brands. Pretty tired by now, but struggling through it. But it's been a really interesting trip and we've met a lot of people. There seems to be, just a general point, there seems to be a lot of positivity. The market's bouncing back. We've had lots of really positive meetings, and there just seems a buoyancy about it that has maybe been lacking for the last couple of the last Friedrichshafen and maybe the last Espoo as well. Partly that translates to also having some new things to talk about as well. Brands seem to be investing a bit more in what they're doing. So what's interesting? Well, I spoke to you about Primaloft in the last podcast. What I've seen today, I went to visit the North Face. They're doing something quite interesting. They're using two different weights of material on the same sheet of fabric. So what that means, with a clever bit of cutting, it means that there's seamless change between a kind of a heavier weight around the shoulders and arms where more strength is needed than a lighter weight around the body. But as I mentioned, it's minimized the seams, and it looks pretty pretty interesting actually. It's called Fuse Form. And also we've seen Osprey. They've got a couple of improved backpacks. The Mutant has been redesigned. It looks really interesting, kind of a piece for winter mountaineering. What was really interesting for me though was a duffel bag called the Porter, and that's a 65-litre duffel bag. Will retail for £100 when it comes out in sort of September. But it's just the ultimate duffel bag. It doesn't collapse when there's little in it. You can tie it all down. There's place for your iPad and stuff like that. And given my last trip up to Wales when I was carrying two fairly basic duffel bags that drove me nuts, it looks pretty interesting. From Montaigne, we've seen them using Alpha, Polytech Alpha insulating material, and also Neo Shell. So that's quite interesting. And also we've seen another one from Rab, which is an insulated waterproof. So this is something that we haven't seen for a few years anyway, or not widely promoted. And Low Alpine's clothing range has also been expanded, and they're using some really top-end stuff. So good stuff from them too. So we'll probably do another one on Espoo when we're back home, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.